This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Supreme Court will hear a plea today seeking immediate action by the Delhi police and a thorough investigation into the discovery of a large amount of burnt cash at the bungalow of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. According to the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Ujjal Bhuyan is scheduled to hear the matter. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed while an equal number of security forces personnel lost their lives in an encounter in Sufan forest area of Juthana in Kathua district last night. Four other security personnel, including a deputy superintendent of police and one para commando, sustained injuries. The encounter began yesterday morning after security forces conducting a search operation re-established contact with a group of terrorists in the Sufan forest area. Three terrorists have been killed, although their bodies have not been recovered. Reinforcements were sent to the area where security personnel came under heavy fire from the terrorists. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the rolling experiment as part of its space docking experiment, SpadeX mission. Confirming this, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that ISRO will need to dock in various conditions, some of which will be attempted as part of the current mission. The rolling or rotating experiment involves circumnavigation of one of the satellites to verify control over satellite maneuvering. The experiment will help ISRO understand what it takes to bring an object to a desired spot from different orientations for docking. Chief Advisor of Interim Government of Bangladesh, Professor Mohammad Yunus, held bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing this morning. During the meeting at the Great Hall of the People, they discussed issues related to bilateral interest. Professor Yunus will also participate in an investment dialogue with Chinese business leaders, aiming to convince Chinese investors to invest in the manufacturing sector of Bangladesh. The United States has halted its contributions to the World Trade Organization as part of a broader effort by President Donald Trump's administration to cut government spending. The move is in line with Trump's America First economic policies, which have led to reduced U.S. engagement with global institutions. His administration has previously withdrawn from the World Health Organization and reduced funding for other international organizations. Key European leaders took part in the fourth peace and security meeting for Ukraine in Paris, France. In a post-meeting press conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that all the participating countries supported that there would be no lifting of any sanctions against Russia until the war ends in a just peace. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said that the summit was another demonstration of European unity. In a video message, she said that there was a broad discussion on supporting Ukraine financially and military-wise.
A broad discussion on how to step up in the support for Ukraine financially and military-wise, that we will front-load the EU part of the G7 loans for Ukraine. Keep up the pressure on Russia. It was very clear that the sanctions stay in place. What we want is a just and lasting peace agreement. That is the goal.
The domestic benchmark indices recovered after opening in red today. Selling was seen in the IT and auto sectors in early trade. Sensex was trading 32 points up at 77,639, while the Nifty 50 gained 25 points at 23,616 when report last came in. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over interior Odisha today. Hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail throughout the day over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. In the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Royal Challengers Bangalore at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.